Good morning, my brothers and sisters across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today came from Acts 18 and verse 26, and it reads, "So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately." This verse of scriptural text introduces you to Aquila and Priscilla, the power couple of ministry in the book of Acts. Aquila and Priscilla were companions of Paul the Apostle in Corinth. Having found the common ground through the skill of tent making that they had all acquired. One thing that stood them out, in my view, is the fact that they were both disciples, trainers, or equippers. And the result of their ministry was manifested in the life of Apollos. Apollos was described in Acts 18:24 in this manner. "Now, a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he only knew the baptism of John." Aquila and Priscilla played the pivotal role of equipping, training, and teaching Apollos and bringing him up to speed with the current revelational position of the Spirit of God at that time. In a sense, there had been a software upgrade concerning the policy of the kingdom of God on the earth, and Apollos was still operating the outdated software and program. By this time, Jesus had been crucified, dead, buried, ascended into heaven, and was seated at the Father's right hand, yet all that Apollos was still teaching was John's baptism. Apollos was out of date and out of touch with what the Lord was doing in his day and time. Through the ministry of Aquila and Priscilla, Apollos' understanding was updated and upgraded. You need someone or a group of people to play the role that Priscilla and Aquila played in your life. As a result of their team ministry, Acts 18 verse 27 and 28 declares, "And when he desired to cross to Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace, for he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ." As soon as Apollos was updated and upgraded to the current revelational position of the current emphasis of the Spirit of God, he pursued that emphasis with fervor, zeal, and vigor. Apollos grew to become so influential to the extent that he became a good example of a New Testament teacher of the scriptures. In 1 Corinthians 3 verse 5 and 6, Paul the Apostle said, "Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." Don't be left behind. Update, upgrade, and refire. Equipping, training, and teaching are at the heart of the discipleship model that Jesus gave to his disciples in what has become known as the Great Commission. Who are your equippers to help you grow into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ? Who are you really following, and who is following you? Aquila and Priscilla serve as good models to follow and pattern your life after, because they exemplified the spirit of true discipleship. After Apollos was updated and upgraded, he began to update and upgrade others also. Go and do likewise. Hallelujah. If you're interested in receiving tremendous value from other inspiring, insightful, and empowering resources, then subscribe on my Linktree account, Francis Ugbeyeku. And Francis Ugbeyeku is a single word. Simply click the link and it will take you there. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you for the Great Commission and for making me an ambassador for Christ. I receive grace to walk, function, and operate in the equipper's anointing. I declare that I'm a disciple of Christ, and I'm a disciple maker. I am equipped to equip others. I maximize this capacity building anointing to the fullest through the opportunities, platforms, and positions that I have access to. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you today. I believe in my heart that this guy died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from death for my justification. I receive the current to my life today as my Savior and my Lord. I am now a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com, using next steps as a subject, so that we can help you grow into maturity in Christ. For tips on leadership, wisdom, and inspiration, connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Subscribe, follow, rate, review, download, and share episodes of Daily Declarations podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. I am Francis Ugbeyekwu. Bye for now and God bless. Jesus Christ is Lord.